I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fireken, welcome to Bob Radio. How you doing?
Greetings. I know it's fine. You know, give thanks for having the eye. You see me?
Yeah, man. Well, Fireken is a reggae artist out of Jamaica. He's got a brand new single out right now called Lyrical Dawn. If our listeners haven't heard of Fireken, who is Fireken? Where's Fireken coming from? What's Fireken's story? What's going on with Fireken?
Yeah, man. Well, Fireken is a humble soul, you know. Honestly, the birthplace is Kingston, Kesha Park Road, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then, you know, between Kesha Park Road and Portmore is where, you know what I mean, we grew up. You know, and, you know, we just a youth who love music from a tender age. We started writing music at age 9, you know, and, you know, throughout we school years, we always, you know, writing lyrics and, you know, singing in school and, you know, creating a little crowd and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing what we do as youth, you know, working on a craft and having fun with it, you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's basically me. My life is basically music, you know? Well, I used to play football in high school, too. I was a general, too.
Okay. That's nice. I was reading that one of the people that set you on your course to sing conscious music was Iwane.
Yeah, man, because, you know, we grew up, you know, as myself, between Kingston and Portmore, so when I'm in Portmore, I'm always around Iwane and them, and, you know,
okay.
It's the same community, you know what I mean? So, I used to DJ hardcore lyrics,
okay,
you know? And then Iwane was the artist who, you know, we as the younger youth, them always respect and look up to. And, you know, because we see Iwane perform on many of the shows and mash up the place in and around the community.
Right.
So, you know, we always have that respect the theme. So, we always share my new music them with him.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, at the time, I was probably around 14.
Okay.
You know, 13, 14. So,
all right.
Youth, like teenager stage, you know?
Right.
And I remember he said to me, yo, just sing live music, you know, the real music. Music can resonate to the people and, you know, people can find answers in it and happiness and, you know, just the music that's uplifting.
Right. Exactly.
And ever since then, you know what I mean, I started writing more conscious lyrics and, you know, we take on to the whole Rastafari journey too, because we exposed to that in Portmore, you know?
Right. That's a good trot, so, you know, it's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
So that's awesome. So at one point you were doing, like, street lyrics, gun lyrics and stuff like that, and, like more like street lyrics instead of more uplifting lyrics, and Iwane has kind of guided you to sing, like, clean music and life music.
Well, it's just a big brother talk, you know? You just get a big brother reasoning and,
okay.
You know, you're just one of them person that way, you know, you respect your big brother and tell you something and you look into it and you see where it makes sense and you just make that transition, you know?
Sure.
It's not like a baby who hold me and guide me through it. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, just a reasoning that kind of like...
Militant warriors.
Yeah, that kind of like resonated with you, kind of stuck with you.
Resonates, yes, brother.
Okay.
Yes, brother.
And then some Egyptian was part of that crew too, or was that different?
Yeah, man, Egyptian forward on in a you know, after a little while, then we set up Egyptian, he started come around us in the community, and you know, everything started right there for Egyptian as well.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
So, in the same Gavinie Portmore community, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
So we all was there. Me, Iwin, Egyptian, Bosco Max, you name them. Even Vice
Nesbeth,
used Nesbeth,
yeah.
At the same studio.
Okay.
Nesbeth, Ikabra,
okay.
The Demos family is like a whole musical, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's the enclave
that
right there. Yeah, Portmore.
That's where the studio was at in Garvey Beach. So everybody used to be there in the studio every day, you know?
Okay, okay. Very cool, very cool,
so,
very cool.
Yeah, we grew up around them people and you know, all them. Even Vine Scotted as a tornado, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Gaza. Yeah, man.
So at the stable, you know.
Okay.
That's my college, you know what I mean?
That's where you get your start from, and hanging around with them and being around music forever since. And
that's where I get my first hand experiences in the studio and working on the stages a lot.
Okay.
Before that, I was writing and always like doing, you know, my little lunchtime performances with my little school friends, and
right.
You know what I mean?
Irie.
Yeah, but being around the actual artist and seeing how it is done the real way in the studio is when I started, you know, going to the studio in Portmore.
Okay.
Full time.
So you have a lot of music out and you have a lot of videos out.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to keep the thing up full all the time, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're still working all the time, so we always have new stuff for the people, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw you perform up at Reggae on the River. That was Irie. That was real cool. Yeah, man.
Yeah, give thanks. You know, we wanted for longer. Which one of them is the one with Anthony B?
Yeah, that year. 2016.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
It was an Irie moment, you know?
Yeah, that was a good
show. We didn't want to get a little more, you know?
When you feel the current up there with all those people, you definitely want to keep that going for sure.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yes, bro.
So right now you got a really hot new single right now, Lyrical Don, and you have a brand new album that's releasing tomorrow. Let's talk about the single and let's talk about the album.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know, Lyrical Don, which is produced by King Ivier, and it's really just stating that, yo, you know, we're there and we're bringing the heat again. It's no doubt about it, you know what I mean? Where it's a new wave, which is the title of the album.
Okay.
Because this is a grown Firekin. This is not, you know, the Firekin 10 years ago or even 5 years ago.
Right. That definitely sounds different.
And, yeah, we're way more mature now and we find the new, you know, the formula.
yeah, you get you click in, everything plug in and working. Yeah, man.
So yeah, so that's how really Lyrical Don came about. Just reassuring the mass that, you know, we're here, we're still fit, we're still firm mentally, physically, musically, and you know, we're not going nowhere, and this time around really they have to show them say we're here to make a statement in the music, you know what I mean?
Right. I love the song, I love the whole vibe. Lyrics are on point and really good, really, really good stuff. So the album's more of the same style music, same type of like driving Rasta music with reggae vibe.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm saying the album is going to be more of the same like Lyrical Don, that style.
Yeah, man, the album definitely is a roots vibe album. You might I have one dancehall track on it.
Okay.
Which is Sassy Perella Flow, you know, which is, some people say to me, say, man, you should have like 3 more songs like that on it. That would be the new way because it's more up-tempo. You know, a lot of people used to be on the one-drop roots.
Yeah.
You know.
So yeah.
The Sassy Perella Flow is more up-tempo. It's a more dancey song.
Okay.
And, you know, it's still rootsy though. Cultural aspect of
what we're saying. I can't wait for the record tomorrow. I'm waiting for it. Yeah, man.
The collab with Kabaka Pyramid also.
Okay, so you have some collaboration on there.
Yeah, man. I have a collab with Kabaka Pyramid that is definitely one to look out for.
Okay.
You know?
All right. What's the name of that song?
That song is called Children of Farai.
Okay. Wicked. Wicked. Nice. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, the album's called New Wave. The new single is called Lyrical Dawn. So all you guys keep on the lookout for that. Now, where can they see you performing? Do you have any dates lined up?
Yeah, man. Well, the 31st of August, I'll be performing at Woodland County Fairgrounds, California. Yeah, that's Woodland, California. Yeah.
Wicked.
For the One Love, One Art Reggae Festival.
Nice.
You know, that is you know, a great vibration. First time over them side, it was so.
Wicked. I love it. I love it.
I can't wait to go touch the stage and put up a place, you know?
We're looking forward to it. We're definitely looking forward to it, man. Yeah, man. So you guys are for the Woodland Festival, the One Love, One Heart Festival. Go out there and check out Firekin. Now, Firekin, where can they find you online? What's your social medias? What's your website?
Well, you can find me online one time. Okay. At Firekin Music, FYAKIN Music.
Okay.
You know, anyway, on the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter, the, you know what I mean?
The whole works. The whole works.
Yeah, and if you see Niall Banks on it, I may see it. Possibly, I mean.
Okay. All right, man. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you about your new record and your touring and your album and. We wish you all kinds of great success. We'll be playing the music on the radio and supporting you, you know?
Man, I do give thanks for the strength and support of another time, man. See?
Same.
As I say, just stay tuned and, you know, just keep letting the people hear the new works and things, as you have really been so for the message.
For sure. He's got all kinds of videos out there, all kinds of music, but definitely look out for the brand new album, New Wave.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.